For mash-offs, the benefit of our mycoelimination has really been getting your bang for your buck on your finishing hogs. Mycoplasma disease that affects pigs late finishing, it's highly cost inefficient when you have mycopositive pigs. You have to spend a lot of antibiotics to control it, and so we decided it was going to be worth the investment for us. We're a full system where we have the sow farms and we have wean to finish sites. So we decided to invest in our sow farms so we could really get that improved performance in finishing mortality and also cost efficiency in regards to our mycoplasma late-term finishing. And for us today, it's been worth all the efforts that we put into it. So we've tried to be strategic in regards to when we've done mycoplasma elimination. So in some herds, it's been efficient to piggyback that on with a PRRS closure. But we have other herds within our system that were already PRRS negative that we decided that it was well worth the investment, the time, the closure, the cost to still go ahead and close a PRRS negative herd for mycoplasma because there really was a benefit on the back end of getting rid of mycoplasma even in those PRRS negative herds. I think for us, biosecurity is extremely important. If you're going to go through a mycoelimination or PRRS closure or just try to maintain a good health status in your herds, you want to prioritize biosecurity because the health of your herds doesn't actually really impacts the long run. It's not just something simple you have to do on your farms. It actually truly impacts. And for us, especially having not only a commercial system but genetic system, biosecurity for us is extremely important. And really working with our teams on training and execution and trying to be nimble on moving forward with what are our next biosecurity steps with our system and what do we need to be doing tomorrow that we're not doing today. When you think about biosecurity, you have to look at what are the ways that stuff gets into and out of your farm. And one of those things that we've really focused on in the last year is live haul transport and how do we continuously improve that entire process. So one of those is classifications of the trailers that we use and avoiding having a trailer come in contact with a sow farm that has ever seen a market, or if it has been to a market, have some disinfection, downtime, drying time, stages, steps before it would come back to a sow farm. We've also looked at our coal sow hauling and how do we transfer coal so that you don't have market trailers coming to your sow farms. We've also looked at how do you manage drivers and the tractors themselves, not just the trailer that comes to your farms. And at the same token, we've also looked at how do you manage your people on the farm and that clean, dirty line. What is the best methodology? How do you manage that to really mitigate what crosses that line at the point that pigs are moving to and from your sow farm? So not only do pigs coming to the farm and to and from pose a risk to your biosecurity, but all the other stuff that we bring into a sow farm can pose a risk. Whether it's people, whether it's lunches, whether it's items, we continue to look at what are the next methods that we can use to really control and prevent any type of disease entry. So for the people standpoint, we actually have an electronic visitor form now that we utilize for people coming to farms. For lunches, we're starting to utilize more UV chambers. And for item entry, we're always challenging ourselves of what is the best way to use a fume room? How do you really disinfect items that come in there? Do you have to have a delivery drop shed? Some of those things, we try to continue to learn more and execute differently on our farms every day to maintain all those efforts that we've done to eliminate mycoplasma, eliminate PRRS from our herds. You have to also play defense at the same time that you're playing offense. You're always looking for what is the next thing to do. Well, you're asking yourself, what are others doing out there? You're asking yourself, what can we do different that just matches our system differently than others? Our health team gets together quarterly, and always on our list of things that we're going to talk about is biosecurity and how do we improve that within the system and how do we make that applicable to the people in the field doing it every day on farm. We're trying to evaluate our methods, like I mentioned, on people entry, on item entry, on live haul. We're always evaluating what is the next step that we need to do and learn from our mistakes in the past. Anytime we have a farm break, We'll have a retrospective assessment of what we did on the farm, evaluate what those risks were, and then try to apply that across the system. How do you improve what we did that broke a farm in the past and not do that in the future and keep our farms as clean as possible? So we're always learning from our mistakes, we're always learning from others, and we're always trying to be better.